This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, back we are, and as Yoda would say,
yes, and we're no, back we are, and
Yoda.
It's like Yoda and back Kermit the Frog. They got into that thing that Jeff Goldblum got in and became Brundlefly.
So we don't talk about Dagobah.
603-283-6160. That's the number here in the studio for this particular radio show that you're listening to called Free Talk Live.
Glad you remembered.
I had to pause as I called.
I thought we were all joining in on that, but no.
Free Talk Live. Yes.
Live.
Yeah, it's called a dramatic pause for a reason.
Oh, it was dramatic.
What you're supposed to do is say some things and kind of talk a little bit faster and lead up to it. Right? That's how dramatic pause works, yeah.
That's good.
So. Sometimes people have trouble with my cadence because I try to stay away from
who's Mike Cadence?
Mr. Hunt's brother.
My cadence. In the last hour we talked about a whole bunch of stuff. If you missed any of it, just wait until the show's over, and you can go back and listen to it over at freetalklive.com, the whole show. We mentioned Ron Paul will be our guest on Tuesday, and we're pretty stoked about that, to have him on the show.
Well, if you're going to recap it, they're not going to listen to it.
Coming up.
I'm only slightly capping the recap.
All right.
Recapping?
Make it dramatic.
I'm the recaptain. Whoa, I'm making up new words here as we go.
New titles.
During the break, Mr. Classic over here had noticed that I have a cartoon that seems to have, it's his latest cartoons, it seems to have some sort of a weird, swooshy kind of thing going on it because it's, you can't really see the whole thing the way I have it on my computer. And it's colored blue and yellow. Now, Mr. Steve Classic, you've been pointing out repeatedly on social media things that are blue and yellow that you support.
I support IKEA, Goodyear tires.
Okay.
I don't know, just a host of
a whole bunch of things that are...
Yeah, noon yellow. Beer. So.
I bring this up because I discovered a word the other day. You guys know I'm a fan of the portmanteau.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know what a portmanteau is, it's when you take one word and combine it with another word that immediately makes sense. Like enormous and gigantic becomes ginormous. Or humongous and gigantic becomes hugantic, stuff like that, right?
Strategery.
Gymtimidation.
Gymtimidation, we mentioned that earlier in a segment.
Horrible.
A portmanteau. No, that's just a mispronunciation. Ugh. Terrible.
Strategery? No?
No, that's just,
okay.
That's just dumb.
Right. That's the only thing I can think of on top of my head.
So I discovered the other day that there's a word, and it's called the Ukraine bow.
Oh. Just give it a couple of days. We're almost to rainbow season.
Now, Ukraine bow, right? And so the only reference that I could find as far as a visual was this from theweek.com. They have a political cartoon that, of course, shows some bombings and then a body of water and then this blue and gold two-stripe rainbow that ends at a big pot of gold with a tag on it that says Ukraine. The pot of gold is labeled U.S. Congress.
Oh, that's the money laundering operation.
Very good, Steve Classic.
Thank you.
You get...
I'm awake.
Well, nothing.
That's okay.
In fact, you get your dollar worth less than it was before.
Inflation.
Yes. So, anyway, I just wanted to point out that I discovered a thing called the Ukraine bow. There's two different spellings. You can spell it with the full U-K-R-A-I-N-E-B-O-W, or you can drop the useless English E and just U-K-R-A-I-N-B-O-W.
I would drop the E.
What about the Ukraine? Shouldn't it just be Ukraine bow?
Well, okay, sure, yes.
It's a thing, though.
The? Because everyone calls it the Ukraine.
Okay. Right.
It's not Ukraine. So the Ukraine bow?
Or if I say, like, do you see the rainbow outside?
It's possible.
I wouldn't say, did you see rainbow outside?
It's possible that there's more than one Ukraine bow.
you just add an S on the end then. The Ukraine bows.
Or would it just be like Ukraine bow? Like, you know, that's the plural of it as well. I saw many Ukraine bow today.
There's a band out there starting up right now with that name.
Please don't.
No, please don't.
That's a horrible band name. Don't do that. This is Free Talk Live. I am the captain. Who are you?
Steve Classic.
And Rich Rich.
Okay, we're the hosts tonight. 603-283-6160 is the number. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, that whole Ukraine bow thing. Going back to Washington, you guys are going to give the leprechauns and the Irish a bad name. That thing goes back to a pot of fool's gold. There ain't the real McCoy there.
Well, since this particular pot of gold is labeled U.S. Congress, I would have to say that it is.
That's fool's gold, though. They print it. They don't mind nothing.
Once drove through the end of a rainbow, I was like, where's the pot of gold? My stepdad was like, on the other side.
You drove to the wrong end.
Drove to the wrong end.
Major, what were you calling about?
Well, anyway, all the gun upheaval and whatnot, it took them 50 years, but they finally hung a felony on me, so I lost my gun rights. Well, here in Michigan, I'm still allowed to have black powder, you know, front loaders.
Like musket?
And probably an inline, too, but anyway, I mean, they make six guns, so I could carry a brace of pistols around. But it's classified as a club under state law.
Oh, interesting.
Now, is that not screwy?
Whoa, that is screwy. Now, could you, you know, I don't know, like grab some duct tape and some supports and, I don't know, like sort of attach two or three of them together to make one sort of mega club?
Well, okay.
Mega club.
So the more likely thing that you would do is like cowboy style, carry two, and cowboy reload.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you get 12 shots.
Oh!
If you can't take down your target in 12 shots, run.
I forget, Rich here is a certified firearms instructor.
Yes.
And so old
Josie Wales used to carry a set of 44s on his hip and a set of 36s on his saddles.
What does that mean?
He had 24 shots.
Very good, thank you. I was told there would be no math, so I apologize. Anything else?
Hey, I was wondering with your magic triangles there, if there's any more screwy states that classify black powders as clubs or some other obtuse.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's weird that Michigan classifies it as a club. Most places just don't classify it as a firearm. So there's a category of antique weaponry, like the black powder pistols, etc., that aren't firearms that anyone can buy, have it mailed to your door, and then you're good to go. But then you're messing with black powder, and that's a lot more intricate and dangerous to get into.
So it's considered an antique?
Right. And even if it's a replica of an old antique black powder pistol, it still qualifies. So you can get a newly manufactured replica of an old black powder type pistol.
Ooh.
And you could do that. And some places will let you swap out the cylinder on this revolver so that you can actually load modern cartridges into
Whoa.
It. And the cylinder can be bought and mailed to your door.
Yeah.
The revolver as an antique can be bought, mailed to your door.
Yeah.
Combining it together is, I'm going to call it a gray area, so I'm not going to say anything about it.
Can you also 3D print this replacement piece?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Okay.
Because I know...
I mean, that's a whole different category.
Yeah. I know that, you know, thanks to Defense Distributed,
right.
Online plans for guns exist, right. And they're never going away. So if you are wealthy enough, lucky enough, or gifted enough to own a 3D printer of the appropriate variety, you know, the gun debate is over. Guns are going to be available to whomever has access to the internet and a 3D printer near as I could tell to the end of time.
But this specific thing is for felons or prohibitive people.
Right.
Who aren't allowed to own or purchase a quote-unquote firearm,
right.
You can still
get a club.
Purchase.
You can get a club.
In Michigan, it's a club. Yeah. Like, and I don't know. You can get not a firearm that functions as you would
what about,
for self-defense weapon.
Major, can you own, I don't know, like a cannon?
Not according to Joe Biden.
I have seen no law against it. Matter of fact, I hear them going off around here all the time.
Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160.
Coming up, vampires are on the loose in Chicago.
Or are they?
Or are they?
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. Telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603 283 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Rich Rich.
I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information very neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. What about these rail guns? Have you seen these? These handheld
yes.
rail guns where they'll fire like anything as their ammo, like a screw from or a you know a nut from like Home Depot in like the hardware section.
Yeah, not a firearm.
Not a firearm, right?
So one of the amazing like categories of not a firearm.
Yeah.
Are the air guns coming out of Europe because Europe has all the bans on like firearms and guns and whatnot?
Yeah.
But you can still get air guns. So, like, CO2-powered rifles and pistols or whatever that will it's fire...
Like the paint guns? Like the paintball style?
No, I'm talking about, like, a 50-caliber lead projectile Ooh. Just propelled by air.
And it's deadly?
If you aim right, yeah.
Wow. I mean, like, I imagine it is. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to get hit by one, but I always thought of air guns as, like, just the paintball guys, right?
Right.
When somebody says air gun, I immediately go, oh, paintball.
Right. Right. But there's thousands of dollars for an air gun, you know. Because that's what the Europeans are allowed to have.
And you can't have gunpowder.
I don't know.
You can't have bullets.
I
don't know.
Like Britain or any of those countries.
Yeah.
Right, there's
companies. Good.
Countries. Companies. Corporations.
You mean mediocre Britain?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to your calls and thoughts because, well, the show's called Free Talk Live, and it's a call-in show. We've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm sorry, Bambi in Florida. Bambi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Bambi?
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I wanted to encourage your listeners to homeschool.
Please do. Go ahead. Encourage away.
That's it. Yeah. Just want to encourage them.
And do it. So I live in Florida, and our homeschool laws are fairly lenient from people that I've heard from other states, but... Anyway, my oldest son was 3 years old when I decided to quit work. And I thought if I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom, I'm going all in. I'm going to homeschool. And we didn't live in a great school district and all this. But I just felt like I wasn't pleased with what I was getting so far. So why would it ever get any better?
Yeah. And hey, so, Bambi, are you, like, standing still, walking around? Like, your signal kind of goes in and out a little bit.
Sounds like you're prancing through a
forest.
We
live in the country now, and so unfortunately we don't have great service. Can you guys hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So it got to the point that I decided we could live on beans and rice if we had to, because I made really good money in my career. I was an accountant with a utility corporation in our area, and I had a great job. And so we just... For our family, my husband and I decided that I was going to homeschool, and he quit his job and started his own business in about a 3-month time frame. So he just really took a risk and, like, jumped in.
Nice.
But the homeschooling thing, so it doesn't look like a traditional classroom. I tried to make it that way for several years, and I didn't understand why I've had three boys. They can't sit still for a long time, and all the expectations that they place on kids in public school, and particularly I feel like boys, but any girl, like I, you know, just, it's a lot. It's a lot for a kindergartner, a first grader, even a fifth grader to stay in the class all day long with no sunshine, 15-minute breaks, you know, to go out. And so our school doesn't look like a traditional school, and it took me a few years to adjust to that. But anyone can homeschool. You are equipped to do it. You are the best teacher of your children. Do not let the government indoctrinate your children because they indoctrinated you to make you think You can't do it.
Yeah. Baby, I want to just say thank you and give you a whole bunch of applause. If I had an award, I would give it to you and anybody who's listening who has made the sacrifice. I have friends of mine who, when they had children or if they've had them recently, I have encouraged them to do the same. A couple of them have actually attempted homeschooling and gave it up because they're like, it's too much, I can't do it, and you know, we lost too much money, and you know, two income family, and all this kind of a thing, and you know, I told them exactly what you're saying. I'm like, look, if you want your child to grow up and be the best possible learner that they can be, you're going to have to make a larger sacrifice than you made to make it happen. So applause and kudos to you and your husband both.
Maximize the potential.
Yeah, because yeah. It does take that sacrifice. And why would anybody on planet Earth turn their children over to an organization of violence who is responsible for the most heinous crimes of all time for, yeah, you know, 8 hours a day, whatever it is, 5 days a week? It's because they consider it free daycare.
And it's convenient.
And it's convenient.
It. It's bred into our culture. I graduated college and did not even think I wanted to have children.
Yeah.
And then I got married and I met my husband and I was like, oh, maybe we'll do this family thing. And then I had these kids and I had this great career. I was making really good money. My husband's like, I don't think you'll be happy staying at home. And it got to the point that, like, all I wanted to do was raise kids and went against the grain. Like, this, our life was just so awful, and I felt like it had to get to that point for me to turn the corner on it. And even still, like, the first 10 years of homeschooling were so rocky because I just had in my mind of what school was like. And I thought that real learning does not take place inside of a classroom.
No, it doesn't.
I think that's part of the problem.
Going to the bank.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Bambi. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Richard.
I think that's part of the problem is when the average individual thinks about homeschooling, they think of themselves in the teacher role, right, standing in front of their children, teaching them as they would be getting taught in the public school system.
Right.
And that's not necessarily how real education has to take place.
Right.
Right, so it's going to look different for any family that decides to homeschool, potentially. And then, you know, at least here there's the homeschooling community where you can do those socializing and group activities and all that other fun stuff and field trips.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I do admire about the Greater Freedom Movement here in New Hampshire is the folks working together to assist with the child care so that, you know, if you are working two jobs or even one job, you're a single parent, you know, that kind of a thing. There are resources available to you for that kind of a thing. And to your point, Richie Rich, I think that homeschooling looks different for every individual child because they're individuals. That's why it looks different. I'm going to learn differently than you learn or you learn, Steve. You're going to learn differently than I learn. And so each individual, you know, will end up with its own custom-tailored, you know, curriculum, for lack of a better word.
Facilitate the education. You don't necessarily have to teach it.
Coming up, do professional swimmers sweat when they're training underwater?
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady met privately with victims' families after the deadly mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children and two teachers were killed by a murderer who was eventually killed by police. The Bidens also placing flowers at a makeshift memorial outside Robb Elementary School and attended Mass at a local Catholic church. This, as Uvalde County Commissioner Ronnie Garza tells CBS's Face the Nation, he would welcome a formal FBI investigation into the school shooting.
We do welcome the investigation. I understand Congressman Joaquin Castro is asking the FBI to intervene.
And in sports news, Marcus Ericsson from Sweden wins the Indianapolis 500. Ericsson winning the race under caution. And after a late pit road speeding penalty, did in Scott Dixon, USA Radio News. After being criticized by Republicans on Capitol Hill for not doing enough to address the baby formula shortage, President Biden is continuing to take action. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, Ellie Andrews explains.
President Biden is invoking the Defense Production Act once again to address the baby formula shortage. Biden announced the move on Twitter in hopes of helping the Cargill company deliver the materials needed to boost the production of baby formula. It's the third time his administration has invoked the act in less than a week, which requires companies to accept contracts for purposes of national defense.
Top Gun Maverick is making history. The long-awaited sequel to the 1986 hit movie starring Tom Cruise earned the most money of any film opening on the Memorial Day weekend, Maverick grossing $124 million in the United States and Canada. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Or Revolvinettes is also a portmanteau. This is the cross between a revolver and a bayonet, or a bayonet and a revolver, depending on which word you prefer to use. I would show all of you listeners a picture of it, but, well, this is a radio show, and so you don't get one. Just look it up on your favorite search engine. There is a device that I saw recently that I call the bayonolver. Because it is...
Oh, that's not the real name of it.
No, it's called something else, but it's a large knife with a small, I believe it's a .22 caliber revolver built into the handle of the large knife. I don't know what makes a machete versus a bayonet other than size, but...
Or the ability to attach it to your rifle.
That's what I think makes it the difference, but... Also, there has to be a size restriction to the knife that you attach to your rifle, because that can get really top-heavy.
I mean, a lot of the bayonets that come on rifles now are folded under.
Yeah.
And then, so it doesn't make it too top-heavy when you just extend it out as needed.
I mean, it's probably a, I would say a less than practical invention, but I just thought it was cool that somebody has gone,
hey,
to, gone to the extent of inventing a thing called that I call the Bayonolver, where you put a little tiny 22 six shooter inside the hand. And like, you, I don't know if you flip a button or whatever, you kind of open this thing up before you can use it. Anyway,
I think one of the dumbest firearm technologies or inventions that have come up, they've manufactured a single shot 22 that folds up and looks like your cell phone.
Oh yeah, I've seen these.
Yeah.
As if the cops need another excuse to say like, oh, it looks like you had a gun. Yeah. If you're making guns that look like cell phones.
Although the one I saw, I thought was a 9mm, and
it could have been a 9.
And it wasn't single shot.
Okay.
But yeah, same premise,
idea.
But
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks like the magic triangle, but you break it apart and then you have a single shot.
Rectangle.
Magic
it's
rectangle.
Got four. Okay. Triangles, yeah.
Triangle, right.
It's in the name. Triangle. Three angles.
No, poly.
Magic rectangle.
Rectangle.
Okay. It's rift. This is Free Talk Live.
You killed them.
603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. You know, there was times when I was crossing the street, I wanted to tap the car just to let them know that I'm in the crosswalk.
Oh, I've done that. I've punched cars.
Oh, you have? How about punched in car? Well, do they come out and try to tag you down and beat you up? And
nope.
Although I suspect that Richie Rich would get less of that than you would, Sarah. I suspect that you don't look intimidating. I don't know. I've never seen you, but I suspect that Richie Rich with his giant beard and his rings in his eyebrow and that type of thing may look a bit more intimidating than you do.
Yeah, because I was about to tap the car, and she was trying to turn that right-hand turn, and she just was looking at the left-hand side, just looking at the traffic, and I saw her, so I make sure that she turned the right, I didn't get hit, I walked really fast, but I was ready to tap her just to let her know I was in the crosswalk.
Yep, that's smart.
That's fine, it might be fine for you, but there was another guy that was skinny, I talked to him, and he punched the car or whatever he did. He had to run for his life. He showed me his pants got ripped, and I don't see him in town in Albuquerque anymore. He moved out of his town. But, I mean, he came out, and he chased him down. But you're pretty big, right? It sounds like you're like 200 pounds or something.
That's
if
nice
somebody came out and wanted to beat you up, you could probably get back, huh?
I mean, it's been a while since I've been in a fight.
I'm thinking he could defend himself.
I hope so. But there was one time specifically, it wasn't in a crosswalk, but I was leaving a shopping center on my moped. So I was I was at the exit to the, trying to pull out onto the road.
Yep.
And the dude who was in front of me pulling out first decided, I'm just going to start backing up now. He just wanted back into the parking lot.
Whoa.
So I had to, jump off the moped, yank it out of the way before he ran me over. And so as I, pulled up next to him, I smacked the crap out of his windshield. I'm like, dude, you got to pay attention. He was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't see it. So, yeah. Sometimes people need a wake-up call, and I'm glad to give it to them.
This is not, of course, societal interaction advice.
No, some people need a wake-up call.
But some people do need a wake-up call. Anything else you want to share?
To Sarah's point, right, if you're crossing the street and you've got the little man and the dude in the right-hand lane is trying to make his right on red, he's not necessarily looking into the crosswalk.
Oh, yeah.
And if he doesn't see a car coming from the left, he's going to turn. And if you step into the crosswalk as he's not looking, you're going to get hit.
Yep.
So if you can see that coming and watch him turn and just punch his car, give him a little reminder dent to look for pedestrians when he doesn't have the right of way, I'm for it.
And then fall down and make it look like you got hit.
Okay,
see what happens.
Sue.
Sarah?
Well, I was a lady. I was thinking I'd give a gentle tap just to let her know I'm not hitting it with my fist or anything, but.
No,
but I just wanted to let her know that it's like talking about I'm here, basically that's the only way. She had the windows rolled up, but I wasn't gonna kick the car or, you know what I mean? Cause here in Albuquerque, you gotta run for your life. They will come out and assault you. You gotta get ready to get assaulted or beat them up or what you do. And kind of like road rage, you know, they've known to pull, they need to, pull out and they beat each other up on the street or they pull out guns, I mean, on the freeway and they do all of that over all of this, you
yeah.
know?
Humans are a dangerous species, so be careful out there, Sarah. And thanks for the call tonight.
Well, in my career, I have never run into that. Right, because they're already in the wrong, and it's a reminder. And hopefully someday down the line, their buddy goes like, hey, how'd you get that dent in your fender?
Right.
Like, the dude I almost ran over punched my car. Yeah. And so there you go.
Yeah. I'm rather extra careful about pedestrians as I drive. I do that because, well, I've been a pedestrian. Like, when
yes.
I didn't have a car for a period of time, I know what that's like. I've almost been run over a bunch of times. Some friends of mine are... one friend of mine specifically made his living as a bicycle courier.
Okay.
And I can tell you horrendous tales of almost and near and actual crashes okay. that he has been involved in where he went over a car or on top of a car and, you know, had wrecked his bike and all that kind of thing. So
I think a lot of bicyclists are asking for it. Because they're supposed to follow the rules of the road, and they don't do that either.
No.
They don't pay the taxes for the road either.
They're like a tweener culture, right? Like they'll pedal up to the red light and just look both ways and then just go across,
and go.
Which is fine.
But the cops do that too, so.
Sure. But if they get hit because they're doing that, like, I don't have any sympathy. So you were on the bike and you decided like you wanted to take a chance and get split.
There are as many idiot human bicyclists as there are idiot human drivers as there are idiot human pedestrians.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Right.
Because they're just humans, and humans, even the smartest.
Bring on the automation.
Yeah. Even the smartest of us do dumb things.
Well, okay, so not immune from that, and when I'm in that situation, I go, whoops, didn't see you.
Right, yeah.
Right, like tip of the hat and the little wave, the, you know, I'm sorry, mouth it, you know, and alliterate it so they can see it.
Yeah.
It happens, you know. But if someone punched my car because I almost ran him over, I'd be like, yeah, fair play.
Yeah. You ever get run over, Steve?
I've never been run over.
No. Not even close?
No. Nope.
Have you run anybody over?
No. Nope.
Okay, good. Me either.
I got T-boned on the moped.
Bird?
T-boned on the moped.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to laugh with Sarah when you mentioned that you were coming out of the driveway with on your moped. I can't picture you on a moped. It's a hilarious thing in my head.
So I've had several mopeds. It was a lot easier in Hawaii. Like, there's a bigger moped culture
yeah.
in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, driving home late one night and going through an intersection. I had the green, and the dude coming the other way was supposed to yield on left and didn't, and swept me, broke my leg, laid up for 2 months.
Have you had a near accident on your moped? Give us a call, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments,
savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Said that we are back.
If only there was a repeated phrase that we could use every time we were back that would alert us and me to whether or not, and the listeners, to whether or not we were actually back.
Here's what you got to do. When you hear the music, you just shout, and we're back.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
Because that's a good idea. We should start doing that.
Pro tip.
Breaking news. This just in, ladies and gentlemen. The Libertarian Party has just added support of secession to their platform.
Whoa. Nice.
Oh, wait, I can clap. Yeah,
don't
okay.
Snap, though. No snapping.
Snap, yeah. Just clapping. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Round of applause.
That's very strong. Very strong.
It's those darn Mises people, isn't it?
The cock ass?
Sure, you could say it.
The cock.
Hand me the caulking gun, will you? Hey, have you seen my caulk?
Grandpa, it's pronounced quiche.
One of our producers has alerted me to the fact that the Libertarian Party has added support of secession.
Because they had their big convention over the weekend or something. They did something.
The Reno redo or I don't know. They had some trendy name for it. I can't
whatever.
Remember.
Did they mention a certain state or just any state? This is just breaking news.
Details
to follow.
Perhaps. I mean,
coming up next.
Coming up next. You look into it yourself.
All right. Take your word for it.
You're capable. And
have access to, like, all of the information of mankind on a pocket device? You know, I mean,
brilliant.
It's going to cut into my YouTube time, man.
Do I got to do everything? I mean,
all right.
You know. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, call 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Captain,
Steve Classic,
and Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line about COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could literally be taken down permanently at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, and now we're streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want, you can go all in and download the desktop app over at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. At minimum, we ask you to visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today. That's video.freetalklive.com. All right, moving right along, we have more to talk about. Richie, I do want to get to, you brought in some stuff that I want to get to, but first, I want to mention this thing. This is from Reason.com, under the heading of civil asset forfeiture. Michigan couple says town seized their building and offered to return it only if they bought two cars for the police department.
Oh, yeah. This is several weeks old, I believe.
May 19th.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a couple weeks, but it hasn't made it onto the show, remarkably.
Terrible, you guys. What have you guys been talking about?
Events. I mean, yeah, there's, to be fair, there's been a fair amount of news. So,
every day, more
news. Peakless Mountaineer and I both, we over-prepare for whenever we're on this show, and we've discussed doing, like, sort of a leftovers you know, show, like, right. the stuff we never get to, because some of it ages off, and, you know, it's like, if you don't get to it, it kind of loses its, you know, but it's still important stuff for historical reference, particularly as, you know, we do current events here on Free Talk Live a lot.
Less than current events.
So, extortion, there's no other way to explain it, the couple's attorney says. A Michigan couple says their town seized a building they own, and then demanded that they buy two cars for the police department to get their own property back. The case first reported by WXYZ in Detroit. I didn't know there was a station called WXYZ. That's
running out of call letters.
So Detroit, running out of water, running out of call letters. Detroit, Michigan, everyone. It began in December of 2020 when the mayor of Highland Park and the police chief dropped by a 13,000-square-foot building owned by Justina and Matt Cosbiel, K-O-Z-B-I-L, I'm not pronouncing that correctly, I'm sure, for an impromptu fire code inspection.
Impromptu. Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
This building looks nice.
We could use a few cars. Let's see what
we can
shake
out. Be a shame if somebody burned it down, you know. The city officials found a marijuana grow operation inside. The Cosbiels, immigrants from Poland, say they had a state license to grow the medical marijuana, but the city seized the building anyway and held on to it for 17 months.
Thought this was America.
Without charging them with a crime. Can you imagine? Here come, you know, the authorities. Right? And you bought a building. Right.
Got permission to do the work, too.
Got permission to do the thing that you're doing.
From the bigger gang.
Yep.
And, the state gang.
You've got it, you know, in a frame, posted, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And here comes the town. They're like, nah, we're going to take it anyway, because we can. This is called civil asset forfeiture, for those of you not familiar with this type of a thing. And then they held on to it for 17 months and never charged them with anything.
Did they charge the drugs? Because they do that, too.
They probably smoked it all.
Okay.
And then ran out and they're like, oh, whatever.
Didn't they charge the plants with an illegal grow operation?
Right. Under civil asset forfeiture laws, police can legally seize property, cash, cars, and even houses
suspected of, and entire buildings apparently, suspected of being connected to criminal activity like drug trafficking, whether or not the owner has been charged with a crime. But not only were the Cosbyles never charged with a crime, police never alleged there was any major criminal activity at all.
They couldn't. They had the license from the state. We're allowed to be here do this thing.
Yeah. In a response to the interrogatory filed in the Cosbyles' subsequent lawsuit against Highland Park, a city police officer answered, none, when asked to identify any predicate felony offenses justifying the seizure. None. How do you justify the seizure? We don't. We don't really have to, I guess. A February 24, 2021 email provided to Reason by the Cosbyles' attorney, Mark Delden, shows that a Highland Park police officer ferrying a message from city attorney Terry Ford sent to the Cosbyles quotes for two cars from a local Ford dealership totaling about $70,000.
We want the upgraded model.
$70,000.
It's probably his brother-in-law's car dealership, too.
Right.
Just go pick up these two. Yeah. Interceptors.
And we want the extended warranty on those.
Yeah, hey, Bobby, I'm sending a couple your way. You know, make sure you charge them the $70,000, okay?
And get the roadside assist.
Civil liberties groups often criticize civil forfeiture for creating a perverse profit incentive.
You don't say.
For police and local governments. I did just say. Since forfeiture revenues often go straight into their budgets, but it's practically unheard of to see such an overt shakedown put into emails and court documents. I actually beg to differ with...
Brazen?
I mean, yes, this is brazen, but it's not practically unheard of. These departments around the country, around the globe, really do this stuff all the time.
They do it, but this is like the case where they're as open as to what they're doing,
right,
and not trying to hide it.
Right.
Like, we don't need to make it a secret anymore.
Because they get away with it so often, like, yeah. What do they care?
Hey, guys, back to blue, okay?
No. I don't think I will.
No.
No, sir?
The thin blue line.
I don't like it. No, sir. Overt shakedown. Now, all of these things are shakedowns. In fact, most of the time, most police interaction is a shakedown of some sort.
It's the road piracy.
Or extortion. Yeah, exactly. And Delden goes on to say, extortion. There's no other way to explain it. So,
there you go.
Here's an attorney who agrees with our perspective on these actions and says that it's extortion. There's no other way to explain it.
But will the government-run judiciary system find in the citizens' favor?
None.
Quote, this is really policing for profit, because instead of finding a crime, pressing charges, and allowing the forfeiture process to work out, they just went and seized the building and said, give us two cop cars, Delden tells Reason. There was no crime, and there was no forfeiture process. The goal was never to forfeit this property, because Highland Park wouldn't receive anything. The goal was to extort my client into providing new squad cars. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.